A new documentary finds the material for an expose by turning the camera on the wine industry. The film is called Mondavino. It premiered at the Cannes Film Festival at the same time as Fahrenheit 9/11. And though the subject seemed less serious, the wine documentary drew comparisons to the Michael Moore film because of its aggressive style. It depicts globe-trotting consultants, wine writers, and corporations eager to appeal to the widest possible market. This film also describes old, established wineries trying to hold on to tradition, and it received a big welcome in France. Now it's come to the United States. Beth Accomando reports from member station KPBS.
Sommelier-turned-filmmaker Jonathan Nossiter admits he went into Mondavino with a point of view.
I was definitely aware of radical changes happening in the wine world, radical changes that seemed to me a reflection of the radical changes happening in politics, in movies, a general dumbing down, a sort of infantilization of taste.
Or, as one old French winemaker says in the film, wine is dead.
Le vin est mort. Soyons clairs, le vin est mort.
The vintner laments the incursion of corporate wineries that have no sense of what the French call terroir. That's the notion that a wine's taste should reflect the region in which it's produced. Jonathan Nossiter says corporations subvert this by producing the same kind of wine in France as they do in Argentina and Italy. Nevertheless, it's a kind of globalization that Nossiter says has deep roots.
If I'd done a film in the 2nd century BC, I would have been checking out the Roman Empire. I would have been checking out the way the Romans were civilizing the French, the Spanish, the Germans, who they considered barbarians, who didn't drink wine, planting the grapevine everywhere as an act of culture, but also as an act of power. I mean, this was globalization of its time.
Today, says Nossiter, globalization in the wine industry is personified by powerful consultants who work with winemakers around the world to help them create wines with broad appeal. Mondavino also points a finger at American wine writers and the role Nossiter says they play in current trends of wine production that favor the tastes of American consumers. The Wine Advocate's Robert Parker is interviewed in the film.
What I'm very proud of is that I think that I brought up an American point of view to this sort of elitist beverage. And particularly in France, I suppose, where there's so much invested with these old families that many of them go back to pre-revolutionary times and have these noble estates and this incredible heritage and history. And here comes this American who comes over and calls your wine a casual picnic wine.
Robert Parker started out as a consumer advocate, modeling himself on Ralph Nader. But Mondavino contends that Parker has come to symbolize the kind of power that he set out to challenge 25 years ago. Charlotte Sellis is the daughter of French winemakers and vice president of her family's operations in San Francisco. She supports Mondavino's contention that wine ratings have too much influence.
My parents' generation did not have to deal with the ratings, for example. There was much less pressure in the sense that maybe consumers were not as influenced by ratings as they are today. When we see the influence of Robert Parker, I think it would be a good thing to maybe have more competition at that level, have more ratings from different people.
Robert Parker has not seen the film Mondavino, according to a spokesperson, and declines to be interviewed about it. But Pierre Rovani, another writer for The Wine Advocate, has seen the film and posted a lengthy critique of it on Parker's website. He defends his colleague and the wine rating system.
If the consumer purchases a bottle of wine because it was recommended by a critic and likes it, and starts to follow that critic's opinion, then that critic is going to become more powerful, if you will, than others. And over the years, more consumers have agreed with the Wine Advocate than with other publications, and therefore the Wine Advocate has gotten power.
That power to influence, says filmmaker Jonathan Nossiter, has led liquor stores to stock a greater variety of labels that he thinks all taste the same. That's the price winemakers pay when they're trying to reach the widest possible consumer base, says Los Angeles Times food and wine writer Corey Brown.
Velveeta outsells artisanal Italian cheeses. I don't care which kind they are. You know, it's just a fact of life. If you're going to try to reach the most people, you're going to end up with, you know, Jennifer Lopez songs.
But Brown says Mondavino has problems focusing on issues and then coherently supporting its point of view. She also criticizes the film for holding up California's Mondavi family as an American example of globalization in the wine industry. Brown says the Gallos would have been a better example. But filmmaker Jonathan Nossiter says the Mondavis are better characters to cast in his film. After all, he says, most of his experience is in fiction filmmaking. His 1997 movie, Sunday, won a top prize at Sundance. For the wine advocate's Pierre Rovani, Mondavino is a work of fiction, and he criticizes Nocitor for only using material that supports his agenda. In one scene, Neil Rosenthal, a New York wine distributor, compares French vintners to the resistance during World War II.
There is a battle between the resistance and the collaborators. It doesn't mean traditionalists versus the modernists, because you can be modern and still preserve tradition.
That's a theme filmmaker Jonathan Nocitor echoes in defending Mondavino and the old-style winemakers he's made the heroes of his movie.
To resist is to engage with your own sense of who you think you are and what you think a society is, and not to accept power imposed on you and to have your individual dignity stripped from you, however it is you conceive of what your individual dignity is. And wine is quite a beautiful metaphor for that, the whole idea of defending your terroir, of expressing terroir, the particularity of a place, is very much about that.
But for Nocitor, wine seems to be a metaphor for just about everything in life. Mondavino just opened in New York and San Francisco. It will continue to open across the U.S. in the months to come. For NPR News, this is Beth Accomando.
And lawmakers in Florida are calling it the Merlot to Go bill. Last week, the state Senate passed a bill that would let diners take home their unfinished bottles of wine in doggy bags. Though very unlikely any canine will be drinking it, state senators backed the Merlot to Go legislation by a 38-1 margin. They said it would promote sobriety because diners won't feel the need to drink that expensive bottle of wine to the last drop. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.